Well, thank you very much. What a privilege to be here and worship with you this morning. I think I'll start out with my D&I board announcement that I was told to give in regards to the SEAMS program. I'm excited to hear that you as a church are willing to participate in that. That's one of our best programs, I guess, that we've come up with as far as supporting in prayer and financial gifts in a practical way with the missionaries that are out there on the field. One of the things that we get as board members as we travel and do our annual visits with the missionaries, one of the questions on the interview page is, what's the relationship like with your home church and with your home supporting constituency? And usually the first comment out of their mouth is, those SEAM churches and their encouraging words and that they're praying for us and their gifts of love scattered throughout the year, that's the highlight of our year's experience as far as our relationship with the supporting constituency. So I would just encourage you in that to continue to just share a word that I'm praying for you. And the time that those notes arrive in their mailboxes or whatever, they have shared and testified of that's just the day that they needed it. And they needed to hear those words, I'm praying for you. So I encourage you in that ministry throughout this year. Okay, now on to Heralds of Hope. Donna and I have had the privilege of serving with Heralds of Hope going on 7.5 years now. And it's been a real personal journey of faith to see how God has not only provided us the opportunities to share His word of truth, but also in the way He's been providing for the needs of the ministry. Today we are broadcasting over 368 times per week, soon to be in 15 languages around the world. And I'll be referring a little bit to our testimony booklet, which our ushers have available there. And so I'll have them pass them out at this time. And one per couple, and then one for every other single person or something, so you can read off of it. Heralds of Hope was established in 1968 by Dr. J. Otis Yoder. 1974, we started our international broadcasting, mostly through Transworld Radio and the encouragement of Dr. Paul Freed. And then in 1975, we started distributing Bibles internationally. Today, we have had responses from over 183 countries of the world to our broadcast and literature, and we have distributed over 238,000 copies of the Bible. One of the languages that we've been broadcasting in, as noted on page one of the testimony booklet, is in the Arabic language. We've been broadcasting twice a week in Baghdad, Iraq, where God provided miraculously a Christian businessman a radio license, and he was looking for Bible teaching broadcast, and so we were put in connection with him. But the latest broadcast that we've signed on to in the Arabic language is on a powerful station on the island of Cyprus. This commercial station that Transworld Radio purchases time on is a well-known shortwave station that with, not shortwave, 600,000 powered station that reaches all the Middle East. A potential audience of 50 million people in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Jordan, and Syria. Heralds of Hope was broadcasting in Arabic in that station back in the 90s, but then with the economic downturn, they could no longer afford it because it is very expensive. But praise God for a large estate gift from Lancaster County. Last year, the board decided to use that portion of that estate gift as seed money to start rebroadcasting on that powerful station. Don't we know that in these we are living in the last days? And I believe that God has given us this opportunity to share His word on this station in those Middle Eastern countries. As I said, it's not cheap. It's $638 for every week's 15-minute broadcast. So the seed money will cover that cost for the time being, but we will need individuals and churches to take up the challenge to help support that broadcast ministry so it can continue to go forth in that part of the world. In our meeting with Transworld Radio last October, they shared how the pillars of Islam are shaking with Arab Spring and then now with the ISIS crisis and all the murdering and so on that's going on and all the persecution and so on, that the very foundation of Islam is shaking. Today we have the opportunity to share God's word. We don't know how long that will be. So pray with us for God's provision for that crucial Arabic-speaking broadcast to go forth on the island of Cyprus. And then also I'd like to refer to the Hausa language, which is the language of 40 million unreached, mostly Muslim-speaking people in northern Nigeria. On page 2 there, we have a weekly broadcast. And the way our broadcast ministry works in cooperation with Transworld Radio is they have access to all of our Bible teaching scripts from the years. They hire a native Christian in that language to translate our English scripts, produce the program, air the program, do the follow-up, and then send us a quarterly report. And I would like to share, don't we believe, as I said, that we're living in the last days? We believe that there's just not enough time to train enough missionaries to learn enough of the languages of the world to get the gospel message out in the far corners of the world. Therefore, we believe God would have us use the radio and the internet signal to do that because he wants to come soon. And so in his mercy, he's given us this opportunity. Does sharing the gospel via the radio signal work? Well, from our weekly program this last quarter in the Hausa language of northern Nigeria, we had 1,213 responses. That would be about 100 responses per 15-minute broadcast. Of those 1,213 responses, 803 were male, 410 were female, 596 were urban, 617 were rural. 539 said they're regular listeners to the program. 371 said they were new. 156 said occasional reader listeners. And 147 said they listen as groups. Again, we hear that testimony often. Most of the Christians in that part of the world are first-generation Christians. And so the Bible study leaders, the pastors, depend upon the weekly radio broadcast to know what they're going to speak about on Sunday morning or when the Bible study is. They haven't been taught from little up the Bible scriptures like most of us have been. And so they depend upon the radio broadcast for that. And then often when a shopkeeper, when our broadcast time comes around, he'll open the window, set the radio on the window ledge, and the village group will gather together to listen to the radio broadcast, and then they'll discuss it there. So that is their Bible study for the week, is the radio broadcast. Then a little bit more information on our house of broadcasts. 112 requested Bibles, 201 requested follow-up materials, 313 requested a copy of the broadcast, 578 asked for prayer and help. Now, on those 13 weekly broadcasts, there were 73 that said as a result of the broadcast, they accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Did you hear that? 73 people responded and accepted Christ as their personal Savior in 13 weeks 15-minute program. Does it work to share the gospel message using the radio signal? I would say that's pretty good stewardship of your mission dollar. To share the gospel message in a 15-minute weekly broadcast at a cost of about $250 a week, that there will be an average of 5.6 people accept Christ as their personal Savior for that $250. Also, I would like to refer to page 3 on the testimony booklet. The newest language that the board made a decision to sign on to was the Pashto language. Transworld Radio just built a new high-powered station in that part of the world of Pakistan, Afghanistan, and northern India. For security reasons, they haven't even told us where the station is located. But there is a large unreached people group in that area, including the Taliban people of Afghanistan, speak the Pashto language. The potential audience of this new radio station in testing the signals is 210 million people. Even though we've signed contract back in July, they still have not started the program because they still haven't found a Christian native Pashto speaking person that has the right voice and translation ability to produce the program. Pray with us that Transworld Radio will be able to find such a person so that language broadcast can start. This is a few interesting facts that they gave us at the TWR meeting. 66% of the people of Afghanistan suffer from mental illness. That's two-thirds of the people of Afghanistan because of all the war from the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda and all of that. Millions of children are deaf and dumb. The Afghan people have a lack of trust for each other with all the guerrilla warfare and that has been happening. There's a lot of terror, fear, and hopelessness in the Afghanistan people. J. Mark read recently that the people that have, in Operation World, the people that have studied the Pashto language in order to share the gospel have come under tremendous spiritual attack. Satan has had these people in his hands and his grips for too long. We want to see the gospel message go forth in that language. We need your prayers and your support to find a Pashto translator. Now, you didn't really come to listen to me this morning, did you? So I could talk a lot more all morning about Heralds of Hope ministry, and we appreciate the prayers and support of different individuals from this church to the ministry. But another exciting part of Heralds of Hope ministry is how God miraculously led us together in contact with Brother Soner Tufan from Ankara, Turkey. Miraculously, 4 years ago at NRB, where there was thousands of people there, God just so happened to put us in the same room with this tall man who came and approached us and said his name was Soner Tufan. He is starting a Christian radio station in Ankara, Turkey. He's looking for Bible teaching broadcast. And we said, wow, God, here we are. From that day forward, we have worked together. We broadcast now 3 times a week in Turkish and once a week in English. And one of the fringe benefits of serving with Heralds of Hope is the privilege that we have to have dear brothers in Christ visit in our home and travel and ministry with them. 2 years ago, Brother Soner was with us for weekend programs, and again this year. And so I would like to have Brother Soner come forward. He has a powerful testimony of how God called him as a Muslim. His testimony would say that he was one of the first 50 Christians in the Muslim country of Turkey. He's standing by my side.
Thank you.
Praise God. So we'll give him our Thank you. We'll give him our time and attention now.
Brother okay. Senator. Thank you. Yes, I'm Sonash. Maybe we can start with this. I'm from Turkey. For 25 years, I live as a Christian. Like he said, when I became Christian, there were only 50 Christians in Turkey. Also, not all of them were Turkish Christians. Maybe 10 of them was Turkish Christian, because there were some missionaries. When I met Jesus Christ, to make that decision was very difficult. Because it's like a betraying your nationality. It's like a betraying your family. It was interesting to make this decision. It was difficult to make this decision. But I was desperately hopeless before I became Christian. I was looking something what I couldn't find. At that time, I was hopeless. That's why it was not that much difficult, because I was hopeless. And I said, if I accept Jesus Christ, what can I lose? But if he is a real, I can lose my life. I can gain my life. I can gain eternal life. That's why when I became Christian, my family didn't like it. My brothers, sisters, all of my friends, neighbors, relatives, they didn't like it. Before Jesus, I was very angry person. I was not respecting to my brothers, to my parents. I was just living as my own. There was no limit for me. Nothing could stop me. If I want to do something, I do. But after I became Christian, my family was thinking that now you can be fine, but you are Christian. You were better when you are not Christian. But I said, I was not good person. I was yelling. I was not respecting. I was not living as a human, normal human. I was very bad person. But they say, we prefer you to be that bad person beside to be a Christian. But they tried many things for me to change my decision about Jesus Christ. They tried everything. I was going to school. I told many times this story. And always touch my heart. I had to go to school by bus or something. But they said, there is no money. If you go to school, you have to walk. But it's too far. At least 2 hours. And they said, that's yours. Or you can change your mind. You can be Muslim again. And then we will give you double pocket money. I said, it's good for me. I don't want that money. I will walk, go to school. I don't need. You know what? That year was the best year. Because while I was walking to the school, I was thinking, I was praying, I was memorizing God's word. Best time. They think that this is a persecution. Maybe they thought that I would change my mind, but it made me more strong. Then they tried many things. One is very important I need to say. We are big family, six children. Our biggest one was atheist. And he said, yeah, he tried. He broke my nose. But whatever they do, they couldn't change my mind. And then my older brother found a solution. He said, I will kill you. If I kill you, all the problems done, no problem. And I said, okay, please come. But first, you need to listen to the sermon. You need to respect for our last worship. And then whatever you want. He was really curious. And he had his knife in his pocket. And while he was waiting for us to finish our Sunday service, it was a home church. He was smoking and doing like this. I was thinking that maybe God is going to do some miracle and change his mind. But till to the end, there was nothing. Yeah, I felt there was nothing. But there was something. End of the sermon. He starts crying. He bowed down and he starts crying. He said, I'm a sinner. I feel the Holy Spirit and I feel that I'm a sinner. And I want to be a Christian. Yes. There's a miracle. If I afraid for in that time. It was almost 2 years or 3 years long, difficult time. If I go back, or if I change my mind, or if I afraid of all these things, and if I gave up, I couldn't see, or our nation couldn't see these miracles. It's very important to be faithful. It's not just for you. It's also important for your family, for your brothers and sisters, for your neighbors, for your relatives, also for your nations. After this difficult time, many of our sisters, brothers, relatives, neighbors became Christian. More than 100 people became Christian from this side. And after I became Christian, God starts changing my life and giving me a vision to show God's mercy, to tell about what Jesus did for Turkish people. And can we start with this? Yeah, by showing this, I can give explanation. And is it coming? It's coming. Okay. When it's coming, I will. I don't know how to do this. Okay, it's coming. When it's come, tell me. It's come. You can raise your hands, and then I can continue. Yes, I'm married for 16 years. I have 3 children. Is it coming? Coming. 3 children. The biggest one is 11, boy. 7, yes, this is, thank you. Yeah. At the middle, Özgü means praise from the Bible, and he's 11, and my daughter 7, Rachel, it's also from the Bible, and the little one 2.5, Raphael, and my wife, my dear life, Rabia. She is also in charge for a international association which works for the handicapped children in Turkey. She is a special educator. Also, she is in charge for the mission. Yes, and then, oops, yes, this is Turkey. You know, like my brother Bob said, ISIS crisis, it's very near to us. But we need to pray, not talk about the crisis, but we need to pray. We even don't use that terror organization's name because they want us to talk about themselves. They want to make a fear. Don't talk about them. Just pray. Because it's like a hell, that place. Every day, mostly Christians persecuted. Every day. We need to pray. We have 3 million refugee from Syria, Iraq, and the other places. 3 million. And church is not big in Turkey. You know, 80, yeah, almost 80 million population, 99.8% Muslim, about 6,000 non-believers, but these are not Turkish, all of them. Not more than 3,000 local Turkish believers. That's the picture. 80 million and 3,000. And these 3,000 Christians help to the refugees. They help. And many of them become Christian. Many of them said that I was already Christian and now I declare that I'm Christian. Government want to use these people as a treasure to get their votes. But we are interested in their soul to give good news. Also, Turkey is very historical country. Yes, republic, but on the paper. I think Ottoman Empire was better than now because in that time there was respect for the others. There was freedom of speech, freedom of religion. But now on the paper, you know, in Turkey, 110 churches and 70 or 80 of them home churches. And the others, they don't have church building like yours because it's forbidden. And in Turkey, 120,000 mosque, but even there isn't one church building. But it's a republic country. Yes, Turkey is a historical country. Mountains of Ararat, Haran, where Abraham lived. Syrian Antioch, where Jesus' followers were first called Christians. Tarsus, the birthplace of the Apostle Paul. The site of three of Paul's journeys. Seven churches of Revelation. Turkey is a Bible land. Hundreds of years ago, in Turkey, population was 15 million. And more than 3 million of them was Christian. Hundreds of years ago, more than 3 million people was Christian. Yeah, something happened. And the government made a decision while they were establishing Turkey, Republic of Turkey. And they say Turkey belongs to Turkish. Turkey is not belongs to Christians. Turkey is not belongs to Armenians. Turkey is not belongs to Greek. Turkey is not belongs to Assyrians or the others. Turkey belongs to Turkish, they said, and they start kicked all the others. And now, 3,000 Christian. There's a plan. They wanna implement their plan. It seems they are successful, but not. God is bigger than everything. Yeah, all the problems coming from the politics. You know, everywhere politics and politicians make problem. Yeah, people say that our president and prime minister is like dictator. And it seems that way when you look at their activity. You know, they don't know the democracy, I can say. They need to learn the democracy. In democracy, there must be choices. And you must have rights to choose one of them. That's your choices. But our prime minister and president says that this is the right. I know. I love you. And I know that this is right. This is good for you. I made a decision for you. This is good. Because I love you, I choose the best thing for you, he says, always. But this is not democracy. You know, all of you, you have family, you have children. Even you, as a father and mother, don't act that way. Actually, you have rights. You could do that. But you don't do that. You are asking to your children, what do you want to do? He even asks his citizens, what do you want to do? He chooses. He chooses that Muslim is good. Islam is good. It's best. Don't go out. If I say this, this is the best thing for you, and you have to accept. And don't do protest. I do like this. It's very difficult. Yeah, there's a problem with, very big problem, violence against women. Women's situation in Turkey is very bad. And I say boldly, all of these problems came from the religion. The religion doesn't respect the woman. The religion doesn't give them to have a choices. Religion doesn't give them rights to protest or the others. There's one thing, one color. Yeah, we need to pray for Turkey. Turkey, just one thing can save Turkey, Jesus Christ. Others is, I think, detail and losing time. Also, in Turkey, I believe that something going to be happen in Turkey soon. I feel that. But church needs to be ready for these changes. Church cannot be ready with by itself. Yeah, while we were praying this morning, I said, we are family. Most of you, I feel that really in my heart, you are my friend, you are my sister, you are my brothers. I feel that for 30 years long, I know you. Just in case, because we are in a same spirit. We are one family, one body. And while these things happen in Turkey, if you don't feel the pain, there's a problem. Yeah, in this picture, we are here. We are, as a Radio Shema, to broadcast in Ankara, we want to be the sound of love and peace for the society. Our main aim is giving good news as much as possible, giving good news to everyone. Very clear, very basic, very open, bold, want to give good news. Because if they really hear the good news, their life will be changed. After they hear good news, they cannot be same. We want to broadcast every day, every hour, every half hour, how God loved them and what is he does at the cross. Yeah, this is our also radio has big impact, I can say. Yeah, internet is sometimes good, you know. We are local radio station, but through internet, everywhere in the world, people can reach us. You can find us from your cell phones. You can find us from website, and you can listen. In Europe, there are many Turkish people. More than 10 million people, Turkish people lives. And some of our brothers and sisters are using Radio Shema to reach them. They are sometimes downloading the podcast and giving to the people. People listen to Radio Shema materials. There are many strong witnesses how they became Christian, how God changed their life, and they see. When they hear from a Turk, it's very powerful for them. Yeah, everywhere. Belgium, Germany, Australia, and from other places. Also, there is a short film. Is our voice? Ne büyük. Let me continue. Technical difficulties. If it doesn't work, it's okay. If it doesn't work, you can try. If it's work, you can show or not, it's okay. Maybe God wants me to say another things. Şişlerin kalbi saykırırız. Öyle büyük. Yes, we can continue and finish all these things. Yeah, we need your help. We need your prayers, especially. This is very important. I like gates. When I see a special gate, I look and I took picture. It's very important for me, the gates. Different kind of gates. This is one of traditional gates for Turkey. God opened a gate for Turkey. The door is open for Turkey. But we don't know how long. When they open, we need to use this opportunity. We don't know when it's going to be closed. But we need to use now. Yeah. We want to reach all the Turks around the world. You can pray this way. We can keep this page live, and we can pray. Through prayer, we can finish. Can you stand up? And all together, let's look all these prayer request and pray together for Turkey and for us. Evet Rab, sana teşekkür ediyoruz. Sağladığın bu fırsat için ve gerçekten Rab, senin egemenliğin Türkiye'ye gelsin diye dua ediyoruz. Daha çok insan Rab, daha çok grup, hizmet grubu Radyo Şema ile bağlantı kursun diye dua ediyoruz. Rab, gerçekten biz senin sevgini en güçlü bir şekilde Rab insanlara iletelim diye dua ediyoruz. Ve bunu bütün dünyadaki kardeşlerimizle birlikte onların dua ve destekleriyle sağlayalım. Rab, sen ihtiyaçlarımızı karşıladığın için sana teşekkür ediyoruz. Ve Rab, bu hasadın kaldırılması için Rab, hasadın toplanabilmesi için sen daha çok insan gönder diye dua ediyorum. Evet Rab, politika çok şeyi değiştiriyor. Ama Rab, ben biliyorum ki çok önemli bir değişiklik olacak. Sen sağlayacaksın 6 ay içinde. Çünkü o ülke senin Rab, sana ait ve sen gerekeni yaparsın. Ve Rab İsa, dua ediyoruz. Sen kiliseyi güçlendir, büyüt ve tamamen değiştir. İsa Mesih'in adıyla. Kureşik ederim asara. Amen. Yes. You may stand. Yeah, we know the effect of Radio Shema. Radio Shema really changed the cities, changed people's life. Many people become Christian through Radio Shema, and it's really changed the atmosphere. We have radio station in Ankara, capital city of Turkey. And we know the difference between to have a radio station, Christian radio station. And we know the consequences, we know the result, we know the benefit of radio. And we want to see this everywhere in Turkey. If I try to find maybe, or don't worry, you know the Turkish map. We want to go everywhere in Turkey. First, we want to go to east. There is door open to the east. We want to go to east first. Then we want to go to Black Sea. And we want to cover all over Turkey. Because the other kind of methods to give good news is getting old. And it's not nice. For example, you know, Bible. Can I use this? This is not Bible. Yeah, this is Bible. Bible, isn't it? Yes, Bible. Hebrew, Greek. Yeah. In Turkey, 25 million Bible distributed last 60 years. Still, we have 3,000 Christians. I think, yes, that must be part of the ministry. But I think we need to be more creative and find different ways to reach people, to give good news. I think radio is a good tool, at least for now. Can be a good tool. Because sometimes it's very difficult to find a person and to talk about the Christianity. When you talk about the Christianity and the others, when the others show that we are talking about the Christianity, it's irritated. It's difficult. But when they hear from the radio, nobody can disturb you. Nobody can even understand you, what's going on. Whole day you can talk about the Bible. Sometimes we see many people in our church. For example, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a woman, the girl, came to the church, and she said, "I listened to Radio Shema for 7 years. 7 years ago, I became Christian through Radio Shema. I would like to go to church, but my parents didn't allow me to go to church. But I listened to Radio Shema and I learned from Radio Shema. It feed me. And I felt that I am not alone. There are Christians in the city like me. Even I don't see them, I know them." And she said, "Now I'm a little bit old and I could do my own things. That's why I escaped and I came to visit church." 7 years. She still listened. And we have many maybe secret believers like this. They listen to radio. And we want to go everywhere in Turkey. We want to reach people. We want to give good news. As I said before, the word will change their life. That. Last thing, yeah, when we pray, I said, I'm thankful for the Bible. This is our guide. And we always talk about the Bible. Bible will change their life. The Word of God will change their life. To celebrate, to announce this, radio is a good tool. Because people really liked radio. Television is okay, but it's show. People know that it's show. Doesn't care about you. And it's not like your friend. Generally, television is lying. Internet is like a chaos. When everything starts, new things, people say that, no, radio is dying. No, radio is not going to die. It's like a book. There are many things changing, but we still love books. Nothing can satisfy to have to read a book. And I think radio is like a same function in digital world. Because it's personal. It's directly talk to you. And we want to use this, want to reach people, give good news, and we want to see the society change. Thank you for listening. I think I use 5 more minutes. Anyway, but you are responsible. I was finishing.
Yes, and you said asked you to say that.
Yeah, thank you.
I take the responsibility. Okay. Just a few comments on the display table in the back. You can help yourself to Heralds of Hope resources. And there's suggested donations amount there. And you can simply put it in the envelope in your testimony booklet and send it to the office. What you helped yourself with from the literature table. Thank you again for giving us the privilege. Keep praying for us, and let's be faithful where God has called us to the call to be a light and a witness, to be prayer warriors, to share the good news of hope that we experience and have in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
We'll turn it back to our brother.